Before the end of National Poetry Month, WUOT's Claire Heddles caught up with Sarah Sams, a poet raised in Oak Ridge and now living in Arizona. Her forthcoming book, Atom City, grapples with the nuclear legacy of the Manhattan Project.
Each tree makes way for the next while managing to feed itself fully on the light. Wait, were we speaking of metal or of wood? Am I lost? The goal, after all, the word Manhattan is a woman wishing so much for affection that no one will give her any. And for added irony, the general's home address. Reorient, as he would say, recast necessary but unsavory violations of logic. Not see what is possible, but see what is possible through. Seen through, his language environments have grown greedy, speak nuclear heritage, define bomb as birthright. Ask, was your grandfather in the war? Does your dad work at the lab? Why are you writing about this again?
Coming from Appalachia and going to Tucson, an area I know, how has living in the desert changed your perception of this part of the country?
When I moved out here, that's when I started to learn about all of the mines on the Navajo Nation, all the open mines on the Navajo Nation, which was where a lot of the uranium was mined and taken to Oak Ridge. So I didn't know that. And the way that the mining was contracted, the way that it was contracted under speed, the compartmentalization of the military, the way all of that happened during World War II really hurt a lot of people. So then I had to reckon with where I was from in a different way.
What does that reckoning look like? It's definitely in your poetry. Is it also conversations with your family?
A lot of this, I think, happened internally because the conversations I was trying to have were not going where I wanted them to. So how can I speak to the people from Oak Ridge, to my family, to my friends? How can we look at our stories and the way we tell them in order to learn a little bit more about how the quest for safety can really quickly become the quest for power? And where's that line?
Well, let's read another one that you feel like is indicative of the kind of journey that you've been going on in writing it.
I would love to read the first poem from the collection. The title is, But Think, Are You Authorized to Tell It? And that comes from one of the many wartime billboards, To Not Speak. I didn't know the secret we kept when I lived in the town where quiet vines thread trees in winter. Now I visit every year to see the trumpet creeper gone brown and the kudzu like dead party streamers. And today there was a squirrel eyeing me from his side, the way a squirrel must. He clattered on the roof and called for me to speak more plainly, so I'll shoot for pared down. A small phrase to hold and turn over. A coin with two sides, cool and smooth and seductive, like security. You could bite the coin to test the secret or lay it on an eye as you sleep, just for the quality of the image. Electrons dance inside metal like dreams. Walking deep through Greenway Trail, I listen to the story of Tsutomu, who made it home from Nagasaki to Hiroshima after one white flare in time to see the second. Then I sit on a root shiny with sap from a higher wound, tooth down on what I meant to share with you. The hard coin whirs against my tongue. I don't believe I've ever been quiet just because I was told.
That was Sarah Sams, author of the new poetry collection, Atom City. I'm Claire Heddles, WUOT News.